Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Police will review missing persons cases in the region while bones found in Toowoomba bushland are tested. A crime scene was declared in the Glen Lomond Park after what were believed to be human bones were found by walkers on Monday. The leader of the Nationals claims the Prime Minister's $500 million announcement that will help farmers prepare for drought is actually coming from a fund the PM opposed in 2019. David Littleproud says the funding is coming from the $5 billion future drought fund that his party introduced. The member for Maranoa questioning the allocation of $15 million of the $500 million into an Indigenous program.
It doesn't need to go towards anything other than giving farmers the tools they need to be able to prepare for drought. So the government has questions on this.
The teenage driver behind the wheel during a shocking car rollover on the outskirts of Nanango has not been charged as police continue their investigation. The Diagula highway crash on Tuesday morning left four teens in hospital, one in a critical condition who is now in a stable but critical condition. It comes with a warning to motorcyclists, with riders overrepresented in road toll stats. 17 people have died on the South West's roads, with 101 people statewide. The RACQ's road safety manager, Joel Tucker, says 31 of those were motorcyclists.
You know, as motorcycle riders, we've got to make sure that we don't, while we're on public roads, do anything that increases that risk unnecessarily.
And supermarkets could face criminal penalties for overcharging Darling Downs customers, including fines at 10% of their annual sales. That's if the federal government adopts the findings of a review into price gouging.